Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Which verse? 24, okay.
Satad Bartuk Samadaya. Vachak Kuvalayekshana. Sarajam Bibrati Vaso. Veni Bhutans Chamurda Jan. Satad Bartuk Samadaya. Vachak Kuvalayek Shona. Sarajam Bibrati Vaso. Veni Bhutams Chamurda Jan. Sa
she
tat then bartuhu of her husband samadaya accepting vachaha the words kuvalaya ikshana the lotus eyed sarajam dirty bibrati wearing vasa clothing vini bhutan matted cha and murdhajan hair. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. The lotus-eyed Devahuti accepted the order of her husband. Because of her dirty dress and the locks of matted hair on her head, she did not look very attractive. Purport. It appears that Devahuti's hair had remained uncombed for many years and had become complicated in tangles. In other words, she neglected her bodily dress and comforts to engage in the service of her husband. A devotee sometimes neglects his material obligations, even to his own body. But Krishna arranges everything. Tesham, what is it? Ananyas chintayanto mam. Hejana paripasate. Tesham evabhiyuktanam yoga kshemam vahamyoham. For the devotees who are always thinking of me and therefore may be neglecting their own needs and their obligations because they're too busy thinking about me, I make up for the mistakes and discrepancies. I personally bring them what they need. Yoga and Kshema.
It's a old Vedic term, yoga kshema. Yoga means acquisition. Just like you have to acquire things. Even a man living a very simple life has to acquire some food to eat. Even the Babaji's go and do begging from door to door to get a few rotis. That is yoga. You have to acquire the necessities of life. And then kshema is security. For the person who is a proper renunciant, even a proper brahmana, he doesn't keep more than he needs. He should not keep more food than he can eat the same day. Then he has no worry about security. He has nothing to steal. Not even, another day's stock of grains. He doesn't keep it. Only accepts what he needs for his immediate needs. But anyone else who's accumulating goods, who's got property, he's got to worry about keeping it behind a locked door and preventing thieves from taking his property. This is the question of security, kshema. There's an insurance company, Indian insurance company, and their motto is yoga kshema vahamyaham. But this is not understanding. It's not the insurance company that will give you protect you. Yeah. When Yamaraj is coming, the insurance company cannot stop him from taking away your husband and your son. You cannot pull out your insurance policy and chase the Yamadutas away. So the only real yoga kshema is from Krishna. A pure devotee can neglect his material needs and Krishna will take care of them. Because we don't want to be foolish. We don't want to take advantage of Krishna. I will neglect my taking care of my body. I will neglect taking care of my bodily needs and let Krishna do it. That's making Krishna do your menial service. That's not very good. So we should take care of ourselves so that Krishna doesn't have to do it. Let him play with his friends. Why does he have to divert his attention to paying my rent? I should figure out how to pay my own rent. But Devahuti is acting appropriately. She's doing it in the service of her husband. This is the prime duty for a woman, a married woman, is to do what is necessary for the service of her husband. The husband is engaged, if he's a Vaishnava, in the service of God. She may also have her direct service from the spiritual master, but probably the spiritual master has told her that your service is to serve your husband. Devahuti certainly, she doesn't have any disciples of her own. She's assisting her husband here. So that she neglected combing her hair or washing her clothes is appropriate. She's the wife of a rishi. Rishis don't comb their hair either. They wear matted locks. That's the style for rishis. They're supposed to. So a rishi's wife also? What's the use if the husband, the rishi who she's serving, is neglecting his body altogether, and the wife is spending all day, combing her hair and looking at a mirror? Not appropriate. So it was appropriate for Devahuti to neglect like this. And therefore, Kardama's mystic power is arranging that 100 maidservants will come and comb her hair for her. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and read a few more verses. The next two verses don't have any purports, and there's another short purport after that. So I'll read these other verses. Text 25.
Angam cha malapangina sanchanam shabalastanam avivesha sarasvatyah sarak shiva jalashayam. Translation. Her body was coated with a thick layer of dirt, and her breasts were discolored. She dove, however, into the lake, which contained the sacred water of the Saraswati. Santak Sarasi Veshmasta Shatani Dashakonyaka Sarva Kishora Vayaso Dadarsh Ot Palagondayaha. In a house inside the lake, she saw 1,000 girls, all in the prime of youth and fragrant like lotuses. Tam Drishtva Sahasotaya Prochuk Pranjalayak Striyaha Vayam Karma Karis Tubyam Shadhina Karavamakim. Seeing her, the damsels suddenly rose and said with folded hands, "We are your maidservants. Tell us what we can do for you." Purport. While Devahuti was thinking of what to do in the great palace, in her dirty clothes, there were at once, by the yogic powers of Kardama Muni, 1,000 maidservants prepared to serve her. They appeared before Devahuti within the water and presented themselves as her maidservants, simply awaiting her orders. This is a change of situation for Devahuti, but she's a princess. She's had maidservants before, so it's not that inappropriate for her. She knows how to accept the service of maidservants. A Vaishnava enjoys poverty, tapas. What is it? Sachintayan ittam. Anyway, Brahma, when he was trying to figure out what to do to create the universe, he heard two syllables. Sparsheshu yat shodasham ekavimsham nishkinchananam yaddanam ripo vidu. My dear king, what he heard was two syllables from the consonant stops of the alphabet, ko, 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 ma, and so on. He heard the 16th, ekavimsha, and the 19th, which are the letters ta, pa, and pa, tapa. Makes the word tapa, means penance, perform penance, meditate. Nishkinchananam nipa, O my dear king, this is what is the wealth of those who don't possess anything. Austerity is the wealth of the brahmanas, in other words. Brahma is the original brahmana. So the brahmanas enjoy poverty. It is their wealth. The Vaishnavas also. Namo kinchana vittaya. You are the property of those
who don't possess anything. So we are glad to possess nothing, because then we can have you, Krishna. So the Vaishnavas are also happy to be in poverty. Or, if Krishna arranges, they will accept opulence. They will take whatever Krishna gives them. A Vaishnava can live one day under a tree, one night under a tree, the next night in a palace. And he's not attached or repelled by either one. So Devahuti here can accept 1,000 maidservants. If that's what's required to do her service to her husband and to the Supreme Lord, she'll accept. And if she, before, when she had to go for years without combing her hair, probably, maybe she didn't know how to comb her own hair. Maybe all her life someone combed it for her. No, but she was doing it because her husband didn't comb his hair, so she didn't comb hers. And she tolerated that. She was happy doing her service. Vaishnava is not attached to either poverty or wealth. So we should not, we shouldn't be attached too much to poverty either, to austerities either. That's not the purpose of our life, is to just deny ourselves. Everything's meant to be used in Krishna's service. If we refuse to touch money and wealth, then we're losing the opportunity to use things in Krishna's service. Prapanchakataya buddhya hari sambandhi vastunaha mumukshubi parityago palgu vairagyam katyate. This is called inferior, not very significant renunciation. When we reject things, not recognizing that they can be used in Krishna's service. But we think that this is material, I don't want to touch it. But it's Krishna's material energy, and you can take this material thing and use it appropriately in Krishna's service. So don't falsely reject it. So too much renunciation turns into false rejection. Palgu vairagya, dry renunciation. Vaishnavas should not go to that extreme, nor should they, should always be wary of becoming too opulent, of living too fancy a life and accepting more sense gratification than they need. That will also make them forget Krishna. Because the more sense gratification you get, the more you have to worry about kshema. The more yogi you take, the more acquisition, the more you have to worry about keeping it secure. Get machines, you got to worry about fixing them and about nobody stealing them or any other property. So therefore, we should try to stay in on the middle path. Natya harash to yogosti. One who's enjoying too much is not a yogi. Na chayakanta manashnata, nor one who denies himself all enjoyment. Someone who accepts as much as he needs and no more, no less, he can be enthusiastic about Krishna's service and not distracted. So for Devahuti, doing what she did before, when she was in rags with matted locks, and now accepting these maidservants, and accepting this palace in which to enjoy with her husband, this is appropriate also. That's her service for now. We also should be ready to live in a palace or under a tree, whatever Krishna wants us to do. Hare Krishna. Okay, any questions or comments? Please. You want to look something? Yeah, okay.
Okay, in the Purport, the last verse, it says, By the yogic powers of Pradamuni, 1,000 maidservants prepared to serve her.
Yes.
But it doesn't mean that he created those maidservants.
Well, he didn't create the spirit souls. And the lake is already there.
Yeah, lake, I mean,
it's a transcendental lake. It's a great holy place. So they may have already been living in the lake, those maidservants. It doesn't, anyway, the text does not say that he created them. Right. Did I say that?
No.
Yeah, okay.
The statement by the yogic powers of Pradamuni, 1,000 maidservants.
It was by his yogic power, it was arranged that they offered themselves for her service, at least that. Or maybe he did create them, but it doesn't say it though. Hare Krishna. Something else? Okay. Anything else? It doesn't say he did, it doesn't say he didn't. It's just, that's not specified. Maybe the girls were already there living inside the lake. He created the castle, yes. But he didn't create Manasa Sarovara. That lake was already there.
Inside the castle, no?
Yes?
Inside the castle, he created the castle.
He created, the castle is his creation from his mind, yes. So he can create. It just, the maidservants, it doesn't say where they came from. They're inside the lake.
Maybe they check the castle.
No. No, their ashram is next to the lake. The castle's in the air. And they're still on the ground. She hasn't entered the castle yet. She won't enter until after she takes her bath in the lake. So they're not inside the castle yet. The palace. Okay. Yeah.
Another question from Bihar Bhagavatamrita. Four Kumaras, they revealed different forms of the Lord to Gopa Kumar.
Yes.
So how is it that Gopa Kumaras are, they're not Supreme Lord and they still, they can change their form into the form of the Supreme Lord? It's just a mystic power?
It's just a power to make an exhibition, to show they can...
They can
manipulate the subtle energy so that they create image. It's an image.
So, I mean, but the form of the Supreme Lord is not an ordinary form. Just any mystic yogi can.
A devotee, who's also an artist, can take a piece of paper and paint Krishna. So, like that, it's like they created some holograms. Out of their minds. Some images out of their minds, that's all. I'm sorry, he did what?
He himself made his arm like before arm more than
Kardama Muni?
Yeah.
Oh, no, we're talking about the four Kumaras with Gopa Kumara. This is a different story. They exhibited all the forms of many incarnations for Gopa Kumara. And they had more mystic power than Kardama.
But they had mystic power.
The mystic power of great yogis who are also devotees is a part of Krishna's power. Krishna gives them some of his power, but it's only partial. But generally, devotees, living entities can't create incarnations of God. That's impossible. They can't create universes, and they can't create some form of God. Only God can manifest himself. But they create an image of God.
Image of God.
Yeah, image. So the four Kumaras just made some, you know, made themselves look like the incarnations. That's all. Hare Krishna. Okay, thank you. All glory to Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Water and fire and, you know, 11 different elements. So they're present throughout the universe, wherever these elements are. The Rudras. They're controlling the process of destruction throughout the universe. Everywhere destruction is going on, so the Rudras are everywhere. Yes, yes, there is immediate expansions. Then what does that say? Taittiriya Upanishad? Yeah, well, this is from Taittiriya Upanishad. Indra is getting more happiness than Rudras? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yes. Okay, well,
like the man, the Manusha Ananda, the 100 times.
Yes.
The Gandharva gets 100 Ananda.
Yes.
Gandharva gets Ananda 100 times, they are getting their life. Deva. Ajana Deva is mentioned like Ajana Deva, there is a circle of.
Then Rudra?
Then they're saying Brahaspati is getting.
Yes.
100 times more. Then there Rudra. No, then Vasu, then Rudra.
Yes.
Then Indra.
Indra more than Rudra?
Yeah.
That must be Rudra expansion, not the original Mahadev. Yes, they're somewhat inferior. According to the depth of their devotion, that's the degree of their, according to the purity of their devotion, that is the degree of their happiness comes from that. How pure their service is how much ecstasy they experience.
Brahman gave up his material desire and calm, then he also same happiness will get whatever the Brahma giving that.
You know, any jiva.
Anybody,
if he's devata, if he's an ordinary person. If he mamcha yovyabhichare na bhakti yogena sevate. If he just serves me with exclusive devotion, and there's no restriction that someone can't do that. Anybody can do that. Sagunan samatityaidan brahma bhoya kapatai. Then he can have the highest brahmananda. He can have Krishna prema. Anybody can. So you get your official ananda. It's your, part of the package of your payment, your vaitanam, your salary as a demigod or whatever. But that's just official. Anybody can have the highest ecstasy just by becoming a pure devotee of Krishna. Fully surrendered, no matter what you are. Manushya or Gandharva, whatever, doesn't matter. Okay. Hare Krishna. All glory to Srila Prabhupada.